This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Can bring up anything that you want to discuss if you would like. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype if you want to sound way better than you would if you're on the phones. You can join us on Skype at username lrn.fm or hop on into our Discord on-air call-in line room where it'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us. In the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Vin Armani.
And Mark.
Vin Armani joining us for his, what is going to be a monthly appearance, I believe, on Free Talk Live. One of the newer movers here to New Hampshire and a guy with quite a bit of media experience as well. Well, of course, you can bring up anything you want. The big news still, I think, today has to be what happened yesterday or, I guess, early this morning in Singapore. It was about 9 a.m. Singapore time, about 9 p.m. last night, our time. When Donald Trump met with Kim Jong-un, and we talked...
And they had some chemistry. Cue the Barry White.
you mean they were touching each other on the arm?
No, literally, Trump claimed that they had chemistry.
Oh, did he? Okay, yeah. I pulled up his tweets. I had not read through all of them yet. Did he say that in a tweet? I didn't think I saw that.
Oh, I'm not sure.
So it was... we talked about it a lot last night before it actually happened, what was kind of expected, and here on Free Talk Live, for newer listeners of the program, we followed North Korea and kind of, you know, things that we hear about happen there. You always have to keep in mind that everything that we know about North Korea, we know because people have escaped from there and they tell stories, and you don't get anything really out of there otherwise. It's just whoever manages to escape from the so-called Hermit Kingdom, and how much truth are they telling versus what is it really like, we don't know. But
if you get a lot of the same stories over and over again,
it becomes more believable.
It becomes much more believable.
Tends to be, yes.
Yeah.
But then again, that can, you know, just be people building on other people's stories.
Yeah, and I wouldn't say that I doubt the stories of the people who've spent time in the, let's say, the prison camps that they have there in North Korea, which is something that apparently did not come up in the talks
surprise.
Between Trump and Kim Jong-un yesterday. I saw it was late night. I was up late last night, of course, mid-afternoon in Singapore time. One of the guys from ABC News got an interview, I guess, with Trump that went out full today, but they showed some clips from it last night, and they confronted him about the question of the prison camps, and he basically brushed it off by saying, hey, look, we've got to denuclearize first. And we're not even going to talk about the rest of it until that gets taken care of.
So the nuclear weapons were really actually a good move for North Korea because now they don't have to talk about the prison camps.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe it will get brought up at a later date. Who knows? This is certainly the beginning of something, and it seems to be something fairly positive thus far. I mean, look, I'll praise Trump when he does something right. We did the same thing with Obama. When Obama let people out of prison who were there for drug crimes, that was the right thing to do. It's too bad he waited till the very end of his tenure to do it, but regardless, you know, he still gets some credit for doing the right thing in that case.
I like the Iran deal, too, that Trump claims is, the worst deal in the history of deals. Terrible, terrible.
You talk about with Obama?
Obama's Iranian deal. I mean, it's not perfect, but then again, you know, what? I mean, that's not the definition of a deal.
What was the deal? I'm not familiar with it.
Well, it's ponderously long, and I suspect if anyone would have asked Trump what exactly about the Iranian deal he didn't like, he wouldn't have had an answer. But the idea was that
he didn't make the deal.
Right. It was that, they'd be able to go in and check and that there wouldn't be a nuclear program and all those things.
Yeah.
And, as to whether or not that was happening, obviously there's some dispute.
So let's talk briefly about the prison camp situation, and then we can talk about what happened with Trump and Kim, because there was an agreement signed. They did walk away after signing.
So what are the terms of this agreement? Do we know the terms of this agreement?
Well, yes.
Are we being told the terms of this agreement?
So, according to CNBC, I'll jump right into this part
here.
Let's do it. CNBC.com, U.S. President Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un on Tuesday signed an agreement to work towards complete denuclearization.
Wow.
And a lasting, quote, peace regime, unquote, on the Korean Peninsula.
I like that, too.
The document, which is linked to here, I believe, let me pull that up, which Trump deemed very comprehensive, says the two sides commit to hold follow-up negotiations and to cooperate to develop bilateral relations. Asked about what the agreement meant for North Korea's denuclearization, Trump said, quote, we're starting that process very quickly, very, very quickly, unquote. And as we did point out last night, Kim did shut down by, you know, explosion one of the nuclear test sites before this meeting even happened.
Now, there was word, though, that that particular test site was already very unstable and the mountain was crumbling.
Yes,
and
so it had been damaged. That's true.
So, yeah. You know, I think the Chinese were warning about that particular thing, that they were like, if you don't blow this mountain up, it's basically going to fall down on you. It's hard for me with these type of agreements because that to me sounds like we agree to meet again. That doesn't sound
they
to me
that,
like
yeah.
like we agree to do anything except we agree to have another meeting, which is great.
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad you're having another meeting.
And this was the first meeting of its kind right. in the history of North Korea.
True. True. But, you know, far be it for either Trump or Kim to not want to be in front of the camera. To not want to, they're both media darlings in their own rights, and, you know, it's camera time.
That's true. And if that's what it takes to get some progress,
agreed.
Then that's fine.
Agreed.
So, again, the document, there's a photo that reveals the leaders, so-called, agreed on these 4 points. Number one, the United States and the DPRK commit to establish new U.S.-DPRK relations in accordance with the desire of the peoples of the two countries for peace and prosperity. Number two, the United States and DPRK will join their efforts to build a lasting and stable peace regime on the Korean Peninsula. Three, reaffirming the April 27, 2018 Panmunjom Declaration, the DPRK commits to work toward the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Hmm. And number four, the United States and DPRK commit to recovering POW/MIA remains, including the immediate repatriation of those already identified. And they did release three prisoners that they've been holding prior to these talks as well. Plus, you've got the South and the North just ceasing the continuous propaganda broadcasts over loudspeakers that were aimed
right.
at each side of the border. So there have been pretty significant, I would say, gains made over just the last 2 months. And, of course, you know, Kim Jong-un having changed his... from the saber-rattling version of Kim Jong-un to this new peace-oriented Kim Jong-un. And a lot of people don't believe it. Obviously, they're skeptical. They say even Iran apparently made a statement here saying, look out, North Korea could renege on its promises.
Salty.
Well, this is, you know, so this brings up for me the folks that are happy about Trump, and I am, Trump's dealings with North Korea up to this point. At this moment in time, I am happy with what I see. Just because it worked with North Korea doesn't mean it's going to work with Iran. Like, these are different cultures,
completely.
Different people,
yep.
And I don't think, you know, abandoning the Iran deal was a good idea. But, you know, I mean, I suppose you have to let Trump do what Trump does, because you're not going to stop him.
Right.
You know, but I'm here to comment, and at this point, I'm highly skeptical.
So they actually do have the full text of this document. It isn't very long, so, you know, in the term of, you know, government documents, this one's pretty short. I'll go ahead and share that, too, here from CNBC. Here is what it says, according to a photograph of that document. It's a joint statement of President Donald J. Trump of the United States, Chairman Kim Jong-un of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea at the Singapore Summit. It says here that... they held their first historic summit June 12, 2018. President Trump and Chairman Kim Jong-un conducted a comprehensive, in-depth, and sincere exchange of opinions on the issues related to the establishment of new U.S.-DPRK relations and the building of a lasting and robust peace regime on the Korean Peninsula. President Trump committed to provide security guarantees to the DPRK, which is one of the things that was discussed last night. Melanie was on the show saying... you know, Kim's not going to give up his nukes because then the United States could just swing on in there and completely invade and or blow up his regime. And so Trump has committed. Now, again, you can't trust the United States government either.
Not on that one.
Trump has committed to protect the regime should they go through with the steps of the denuclearization. And certainly the eyes of the world are on this particular agreement. So hopefully, to some extent, that will keep people as honest as they can be in an agreement between two criminal organizations. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Liquid Chops.
Try Liquid Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You don't have to talk about the North Korea summit that happened yesterday. Very historic and possibly going to lead towards a little bit more peace in the world, which is ultimately a good thing. And, you know, I have to ask, sure, Donald Trump did continue the bombing raids that Barack Obama, of course, had continued after George W. Bush had started them. So he's bad on that aspect. But is this one of the, better things as far as, is Donald Trump more of a peace president than the last few just because of this one move?
No.
Okay.
Donald Trump has a style of foreign policy interaction that for whatever reason resonated, or the opposite of resonated maybe, with the North Koreans to the point that it has brought them to the table. Plus, there was probably something that happened to the North Korean nuclear program in some way or another that also coincidentally brought them to the table.
So you're saying when Donald Trump was sort of rattling the saber back at them, that's not a peace president move,
scared
right?
Them. Yeah. Right,
well,
it scared them.
Yeah, and I'm going to agree because, there was no war in North Korea. There was no hot war. There was no drone bombings. It's not like he ceased hostilities and ended something. I mean, there's been threats back and forth since the end of the... No, it didn't even end. Since
that's right,
the
still going.
Since the armistice of the Korean War.
It's supposed to be ending now that the South Korean and the North Korean presidents have come together. And
see, I guess my worry is with Donald Trump being the wanting to be the business president, that what we're really going to wind up with here is we're going to wind up with the exact same regime being exactly just as brutal to its population,
right?
Still enslaving them, and Donald Trump is going to be like, go ahead, Nike, open factories there. And so what we're going to have is we're going to have the manufacturing there, shipping the goods over to South Korea.
New slave labor source.
They're going to have a Samsung factory over there. They're going to have, and it's like, yeah, that works out not good for the North Korean people.
Certainly not.
Do you say, though, if we look at, like, Bangladesh or someplace like that, so, I mean, generally people will trot this out, but this is the modern sweatshop situation. Most of the people that work in a Bangladeshi sweatshop are there because eking a living out of the earth sucks more, right?
Agreed.
So, you know, being able to go and learn a skill and do that skill, even if that skill is like sewing tennis shoes, which is not the greatest skill in the world, but it is a skill. And then, you know, is superior to eating grass like some of the people that were starving in North Korea were in the 90s. So one would presume that it is slightly better than whatever is going on there now, which is probably mostly sitting around and waiting for international charity to come in and throw a few MREs, and that's about it. I don't know.
Is Bangladesh a communist dictatorship, though?
No.
So that kind of does throw a different angle.
It's
at
a
the
different
whole
angle.
Thing, doesn't
it's
it?
A different angle.
Let's continue the discussion in moments, but first go to Dave in Colorado Springs, listening online. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
I wanted to talk about something that has happened in New Hampshire, actually.
Okay, sure.
Actually, it's something that you are part of. I don't think this has ever happened before. But there are at least two candidates running for New Hampshire Senate who are pro-New Hampshire independence.
Really? Okay, so you're talking about me and Carla Garrick?
Correct.
Yeah, right on.
I don't know if you had brought this up before, but I think this is a little bit of a milestone. Carla runs NHIndependence.org, last I checked.
That's
and
right.
I guess you ran an NH exit demonstration once, if
more
I recall.
Than once. Yeah, more than once.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Thank you for
and
your
And it's one of my top campaign platforms. So you're pointing out that I'm running for New Hampshire Senate as a Libertarian. She's running as a Republican in Manchester. I'm here in the Keene area. And one of my top three, you always have to have your, like, top two or top three big campaign issues. One of them is secession. Another one is ending prohibitions and, you know, victimless crimes. Mm-hmm. And another one is voluntarizing taxation.
That sounds good to me.
So those are the three.
When you secede from the Union, are you going to put a checkpoint at every bridge across the Connecticut River?
Certainly not.
No? No, people are just going to be able to travel into your country?
Well, first of all, I'm sure I won't be the only person, you know, deciding on what happens with secession. And further, I probably can't even take office if I were actually elected because I won't swear the oath.
So secession's a government platform that you really don't know what's going to occur once you implement it.
No, of course not. How could you possibly know?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to take, you know, take it as it comes, see what happens, right? Play it by ear.
Just stick with the federal government and just nullify all the stuff you don't like that they do.
Well, you can run. If you'd like. Your filing period closes on Friday, Mark.
Thanks so much.
I think it'd be fun to have you file as the Republican and I could file as the Libertarian.
That's awesome.
Done.
Yeah,
and then
that'd be great.
Take each other on in the general election and lose to the Democrat ultimately because that seat's gone to a Democrat for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Although not forever. When we first moved here, it was a Republican that held that seat.
So yeah, they changed the district up.
Impossible.
Now I have a question for you because what I've heard from everybody, and of course I'm new, I've been here for 2 months, although I have, you know, followed over the years. Seems that the conventional wisdom is that libertarians can't win in this state. How do you feel about that whole thing, that you to run as a Republican?
It's clearly false.
Okay.
Libertarians actually did win in the 1990s when they had a party that was strong enough to actually have ballot access, which it now has reached again. So the libertarians in 2016 hit over 4% for their gubernatorial candidate, who really wasn't very libertarian at all. I think he benefited from the fact that the national level frustration was so palpable, and people were so angry about Trump versus Hillary, that a bunch more people voted libertarian. It wasn't because Gary Johnson was a great candidate. He sucked.
Yeah.
And it wasn't because, you know, Jill Stein was all of a sudden, you know, better. She got three times the vote she did previously, the Green Party presidential candidate. And Gary got like three times the votes he got previously as well.
So
it had nothing to do with, Libertarian Party could have offered a monkey that was shrieking at the top of his lungs. And that actually might have done better than Gary Johnson.
I think wasn't actually that monkey actually up as a possible candidate?
Harambe, I think, is what you're thinking about. He's dead. I mean, Harambe's dead, but
there was a man running, running as D's Nuts.
That's true. But actually, it wasn't a man. It was a young, very young man, apparently.
Yeah.
Anyway, Dave, so you're excited about secession. You're the guy who created the idea of NH exit. Any other comments you want to share tonight? Go ahead.
Actually, somebody else, I think Emily Sandblade was the one who gave me the idea. She posted some, a meme or something like that that had the word NH exit in it. I think that was all
She's a former state representative.
That was what gave me the idea.
Yeah. All right, cool. Anyway, we'll look forward to seeing you back here when you get done with Colorado. That's Dave Ridley, by the way, from RidleyReport.com.
Oh, nice.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what he's saying.
Yeah, we're losing you, Dave. Thank you for the call tonight. I lost your signal. Appreciate it, though. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Dave?
Yeah, Mark, so you brought up the issue of nullification as sort of a response, a more rational, reasonable response than, you know, just jumping in full, you know, feet first into secession. And I think that ultimately, when you look at politics, if you're a principled person, you want to advocate for the principled position, and then usually what you're going to see happen is compromise.
That's right.
And you're not going to get the principled position. You're going to get some point in between what we have now, which is nothing close to secession, except for the seatbelt bill, right? Like those
fail.
Are
you making excuses for the shrieking monkey candidate? Is that what you're doing?
What? No, I'm talking about how politics works and how if you advocate for what you want, for the ideal, you might get part of the way there. So maybe you get more nullification if you have a conversation about secession.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You
USA Radio News.
Voters in five states, including Nevada and Wisconsin, are going to the polls today. Larry Sabato is a professor of politics at the University of Virginia. He says the latest move by President Trump in North Korea could be a game changer.
What was the complaint you heard frequently from Trump critics? He was bellicose. He would get us into a war. Mm-hmm. We were going to be fighting North Korea. Guess what? That's over. Whatever happens in the future, I don't think it will be as bellicose. So he's changed his image.
And late this afternoon, a federal judge ruled that AT&T can acquire Time Warner. Monica Maheda is with 7th Capital. She explains what this ruling means for you.
Now you're going to have one company controlling not only how you get the data with the distribution, but actually the kind of data that you can get and controlling all of the content.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and President Trump did pledge to stop this merger during his 2016 presidential election. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us toll free here, take control of the airwaves, and bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, Skype in at Skype username LRN.FM. Plus, you can call us on the on-air call-in line room in our Discord chat at discord.lrn.fm. Coming up in 2 days, less than 2 days, we're going to be at ForkFest, which is the second annual decentralized libertarian camping festival. There's no tickets, so you don't have to worry about it being sold out. I can guarantee you that whole campground is not going to be full. For ForkFest. It's never even been full for the Porcupine Freedom Festival because it can hold like 4,000 people. And I think ForkFest peaked out at like 1,700. Mm-hmm. So probably
the sewer system can't handle more than 2,000. But
oh boy. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is going to be coming up shortly, too. We actually had Roger Paxton on the show last week, talked to him in detail about what's going on there. And, of course, he'll be joining us because he and his family are coming up for ForkFest. So we're going to have him on the air. He's a great co-host whenever we get together with him. And so that's coming up very soon. ForkFest starts on Thursday. I think a lot of people are saying they're coming up on Saturday, but some people are already there. We heard from some folks today. TSA George actually stopped by earlier this afternoon during the Call to Freedom, and he was actually on the air for a brief moment. So
I saw him less than a month ago.
Yeah, so
down in D.C.
Long timers that have been coming up here year after year. They're already here. They're already heading up to the campground.
Awesome.
For this long event, which if you combine both ForkFest and the Porcupine Freedom Festival, together, you've got 11 full days that you could spend, if you wanted to, on a campground with nearly no internet access. So it's got its challenges, but we are going to be able to put together a show. And if we got to drive down to Dunkin' Donuts or McDonald's to upload the show, that's what we're going to have to do. We had to do that last year.
Dedication.
The internet is so bad sometimes on
it's
on
a campground. It's not supposed to be good, but
But you get to hang out with people, which is nice. You get to get off the internet and hang out with real people who are real libertarians and voluntarists and liberty-loving anarchists, those types of folks. So go to forkfest.party. You can learn more. Again, it's not too late because there are no tickets. You don't have to worry about it selling out.
I love that.
There's also no organizers, no board of directors, and ultimately that means that you have to decide what to do. If you want to just go and hang out and camp, you're going to be able to do that, no problem. If you want to go and create a thing for people to do, maybe you want to cook some food, there's going to be at least, at least three people who've committed to be running like food vending sites during ForkFest. And, of course, as the weekend goes on, some of the ForkFest vendors are going to be showing up early. So there may be quite a few choices come Sunday for food. And so there's also, like, speechifying that's going to be going on, I believe. Let's see, there's going to be a talk about mesh networking that happens. Mark, I know you're speaking during ForkFest. I don't know if you've got any speeches during ForkFest.
No, I've got a couple of other speeches ready to go in case there's a space at the Alt Expo tent.
Which we're sponsoring, by the way, along with Bitcoin.com.
We're sponsoring, yeah, the Alt Expo, but not the tent. We're sponsoring the Free Talk Lounge, which is the other tent next to it.
Okay, but it's on the Alt Expo site, so we're sponsoring Alt Expo.
Now question. Yeah. Since there's no, like, organizers for ForkFest,
right,
if somebody does want to speak, what is the process for that? Or is it just, do I just grab a bullhorn and just go for it?
You could do it that way. I have a bullhorn.
Okay.
And then there's also, like, the more kind of scheduled thing to where Alt Expo is going to have a tent.
Got it.
And so they may be looking for people to speak. So you could organize with somebody who is already planning to have like a PA system or something, or bring your own PA, bring your own megaphone, and then you can create an event. There's two competing calendars now for ForkFest, so you might best put your thing on both calendars, so one at liberty.menu, the other using Google Calendar. And they don't both have the same events on them, so there's a little more effort. You have to put a little more effort into being an attendee, like you have to figure out what's going on. But we've got the ForkFest forum and the ForkFest Telegram chat group, which now has like 45 people in it.
Sounds super interesting. Yeah.
I'm going to set up one of the card table with the signs hanging off the front, have a cup of coffee, says, Free State Project is doomed, convince me I'm wrong.
Convince me I'm wrong, yeah.
Well, you can do that, and that's what it should be fun. We'll see how it's going to turn out, and we're going to be broadcasting from there every single day. So we'll look forward to seeing you. If you're there, go to forkfest.party to learn more about that event. Two people we will not expect, which is Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump. They just finished their summit up in Singapore, which was absolutely, I mean, there's no doubt about it, it was historic. Because it's never happened before.
That's right.
The President of the United States has never met in person with anybody, as far as the so-called supreme leaders of North Korea. And that actually happened, and it seemed to go pretty well. The occasion ended with a signed document between both outlining the idea of a new peace regime in the Korean Peninsula, a denuclearization complete, as they say here, complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. And there's just 4 points on this thing here. We're reading the actual text of it. It's not very lengthy. The other points here that the U.S. and the DPRK are going to establish new U.S.-DPRK relations in desire of the peoples of the countries for peace and prosperity. And they will work with recovering POW MIA remains from the DPRK for U.S. soldiers who perished there. So a few different points, and I think it's a good start. Now, will they renege? Will they back out? Will they cancel the agreement? You know, anything can certainly happen.
If they're releasing prisoners, getting remains of, you know, 60-year-old remains from dead soldiers probably shouldn't be that difficult.
Trump tweeted about it, of course, today, saying, quote, back home from Singapore, after a truly amazing visit, great progress was made on the denuclearization of North Korea. Hostages are back home. We'll be getting the remains of our heroes back to their families. No missile shot, no research happening, sites closing. Got along great with Kim Jong-un, who wants to see wonderful things for his country. As I said earlier today, anyone can make war, but only the most courageous can make peace. #Singapore Summit.
That was one tweet?
Two of them.
Oh, I was about to say, that's it. The world's longest. Did you know get the presidential length tweet? Like, what's going on here?
You know they've lengthened tweets, right?
They doubled the tweet length.
Yeah. That was a lot longer than the double tweet length.
I wanted to make sure that everyone knew.
Yeah, so yeah.
Arguably, they doubled the tweet length just so Donald Trump could tweet more ridiculous things.
You might be right.
Yeah. So a little bit more here from the full text. So after the 4 points, it says, and it's very short, it says, having acknowledged that the U.S. DPRK summit, the first in history, was an epochal event of, that's a word you don't hear very often, of great significance.
Hold on, is it a real word?
Epochal, yes, like epochal.
Okay, God, that was Covifi.
Covifi. Of great significance in overcoming decades of tensions and hostilities between the two countries and for the opening up of a new future, President Trump and Chairman Kim Jong-un commit to implement the stipulations of this joint statement fully and expeditiously. The United States and the DPRK commit to holding a follow-on negotiations led by the U.S. Secretary of State and a relevant high-level DPRK official at the earliest possible date to implement the outcomes of the U.S. DPRK summit. And it says here that Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un have committed to cooperate for the development of a new U.S.-DPRK relations and for the promotion of peace, prosperity, and security of the Korean Peninsula and of the world. So
it's a good thing, man.
It sounds great.
It's a good thing. I mean, anybody who is against this has some serious problems.
If they're against this, it's complete politics.
Exactly.
Right? Donald Trump did it.
That's what I felt like, too. I saw a friend on Facebook say something to the effect of, Donald Trump has just told every 10-pot dictator all he has to do reach the world stage or get free stuff or whatever it was that he claimed, was to have nuclear weapons. Not that that's an easy thing to do.
Well, I would have asked that guy, can you name another 10-pot dictator? Please?
Great point. Comey. Comey 2012.
I guess I don't know a lot of 10-pot dictators, so I don't know, but, you know.
So basically he told no one anything.
Yeah, exactly. That's not to say there aren't other horrible men ruling over other lands of the world.
Sure.
But, you know, Kim Jong-un deserves credit for being the one who's rattled the saber the loudest and has created a name for himself.
Sure.
He really has.
Sure.
And so, here we are. And kudos to Donald Trump for pulling this one off. He did it, whereas no one else in the past could ever do or ever even tried to mm-hmm. do anything like this. He's mm-hmm. converted one of the so-called axis of evil, because remember, North Korea was labeled that by George W. Bush.
I don't know if he has converted. He is in the process of converting. Yeah.
So
we'll see how things go.
I think Kim Jong-un knows how much more wealthy he could be.
He's
been outside of North Korea. He knows what Europe was like. He spent time there when he went to school. And he knows how bad they have it in North Korea.
If he just opens up the border, he can get Game of Thrones, like, live.
The toll-free number here tonight, 855-453. But let's talk about the prison camps, because those weren't discussed at the summit, at least that we know of. Because, again, it was just Trump and Kim Jong for 1 hour alone. More coming up, Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important. And Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here if you want. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, we'll talk about, Mark, you've actually got an interesting sounding story about 15 signs the middle class is being destroyed.
That's right.
So we love ourselves a good top 10 list, and this is 15 of them, so we'll have fun with that. But first, we got to get into the ugly side, the ignored side in this historic Korean summit that happened with Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. Mm-hmm. That, you know, again, I don't have anything bad to say about what happened yesterday, but obviously this should be addressed at some point in the future, and I hope that Donald Trump, I think the pressure is going to be on him at some point to do this, but I hope that this does get addressed at future discussions. Like, hey, these are huge human rights violations, and we'll get into telling you about that according to Amnesty International coming up here in moments. It's Ian, Vin, and Mark in the studio tonight. Want to make sure you know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. They've got all kinds of cool features over there at Bitcoin.com, including a news site. So if you want to get the latest headlines about the world of cryptocurrency and Bitcoin specifically, then news.bitcoin.com is a place that you can go and do that. And you can get fresh headlines there every single day from around the globe. Once again, that's news.bitcoin.com. Or if you're brand new to Bitcoin, there's no better site. There's no easier URL to remember to go and learn the basics about crypto. You can even buy Bitcoin Core and Bitcoin Cash through Bitcoin.com. Mm. So that's how you get started. Go to Bitcoin.com as we continue here. Of course, we'll take your calls. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And we've got a Discord on-air call-in line room at discord.lrn.fm. The story from CNN published. Looks like this was a couple weeks ago, but it's still worth bringing up here. And again, we're just past the summit in Singapore, the historic summit between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un, where a document was signed talking about full denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Huge.
And that Trump is saying they're going to expedite this process. They're going to move forward with it quickly. And further, remember, the Koreas, the president of South Korea and Kim Jong-un met and agreed to end the Korean War in 2018. So
awesome.
It's not over yet, but they're moving towards doing that. And, you know, it's been 60-plus years, so if it takes them another 6 months to end it, what's the big deal? The story here from CNN, newly released satellite imagery, and this was published at the end of May, by the way, shows that North Korea's prison camp system, where detainees are subjected to forced labor, torture, starvation, rape, and death, may be expanding. Up to 120,000 men, women, and children are imprisoned in the gulags, known as Kwanliso in Korean, according to the United Nations. Pyongyang officially denies the camps even exist, but multiple human rights groups have documented their ongoing operation via survivor testimony as well as satellite imagery.
Yeah, it's not like, I mean, every country has prisons, and you would presume a poor country would have really crappy prisons.
Sure. Of course, these camps are ostensibly prisons in which you will be locked up if your son commits a crime. So if you and your family were living in North Korea and Jack went out and stole something, they might just go ahead and lock up every, you know, like three generations, basically. They'll lock his grandmother up, lock you up, lock your wife up. Basically, they punish the entire family for what one person has done, which is insane.
Yeah, that'll keep them in line.
That's intense.
Yeah, and there's a name for it, and I forget what it's like, intergenerational punishment or something like that. There's some kind of name for that.
So the population of North Korea, I just looked at, is some
25 million?
25 million. Yes. You said 120,000
people.
1,000.
Yeah.
So
allegedly.
So that's percentage-wise, because I believe there's something like a million people incarcerated in the United States.
Oh, I bet you the U.S. has a much larger percentage.
No, it's about the same.
Is it about the same? Okay.
But those are all in gulag style. So you imagine, percentage-wise, that you were to take every single person who's incarcerated, period, in the United States,
mm-hmm.
but they were in a hard labor camp instead.
Yeah.
That's a pretty high percentage of the population in a terrible situation.
It is.
Yeah, they're calling the rate for incarceration 2.2 million in the U.S. right now.
Okay. Out of 300 million yeah. people or whatever.
So it's kind of close.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's...
That's interesting.
Prisons
That's
in the U.S.
serious.
Are better, but I got to say, having been in jail in both the United States and Canada, Canadian prisons, much better.
Much yeah, better. I believe it. So, again, Pyongyang denying these camps exist. Recently, Washington-based Human Rights in North Korea, HRNK, released images of Camp Number 25,
mm-hmm.
a camp near Chungjin on North Korea's northeast coast. According to HRNK, the map underwent an expansion before 2010, when it almost doubled in scale and has continued to operate at its larger size. Quote, our satellite imagery and analysis of Camp Number 25 and other such unlawful detention facilities appears to confirm the sustained, if not increased, importance of the use of forced labor under Kim Jong-un, said their director in a statement. The report comes after separate analysis by Amnesty International this month, concluding that Pyongyang is, quote, continuing to maintain and even invest in these repressive facilities. They said further, quote, these camps constitute the cornerstone of the country's large infrastructure dedicated to political repression and social control that enables widespread and systematic human rights abuses. Further, they said assessments of the satellite images of two political prison camps known as Kwanliso, collected in May and August, show the addition of new guard posts, upgrading of a reported crematorium, and ongoing agricultural activities.
See, this is what bothers me about them not talking about this during the summit, is that I can't see this as being as the concessions that Kim is going to want are going to be economic. He's
sure.
going to want to open up his country and to bring in businesses, and ostensibly it's going to be manufacturing. And this really bothers me if this is I honestly could see Trump never putting this on the table,
mm-hmm.
and that these things basically turn into slave labor camps that are
for corporations.
Yeah. I mean, I so see it, and that bothers me.
Yeah.
I
didn't think of this, but I think you could be right, if this isn't done properly, like any move towards more freedom.
Of course.
If the moves towards freedom are only moves for the economically advantaged towards freedom, then you don't have freedom. Right? Like, right. You know, if you just take one
well,
class.
Well, we don't have freedom.
Right.
Right? Certainly, the wealthy have more freedom than the poor in places like the United States and other places in
well,
the world generally.
North Korea. I mean, the freedom in. I don't even know that it's a matter of wealth, though, right? It's just like, if you have any money at all in North Korea, that means that you're part of the power elite, because
yeah,
everybody else has nothing.
You're basically just begging that
right.
money off
right.
of, you know, Kim Jong-un by showing some level of loyalty or whatever,
right.
and then he doles out levels of favor, you know, you kind of, you know, reach up in rank or whatever,
yeah.
and you get more better things. So, I mean, the documentaries I've seen about North Korea show some people that are, you know, everybody's a sycophant that you see. And they're all not doing too badly, but you know that these other people are out in the countryside. You see every once in a while, you'll see somebody working something in the countryside. They just look like hollow-eyed and you know, scared to death of what could happen to them.
And those are the people that aren't in a labor camp.
Right. The I was reading the book Dear Reader, which is a fantastic book written by Michael Malice.
Michael Malice.
Johnny Ray gave me a copy of it, and I did some traveling earlier this year, so I had plenty of time on planes to read that book, and it was fantastic, written from the perspective of Kim Jong-il, who was the father of Kim Jong-un, and written as though it's an autobiography, so as though he's writing it about himself when he in fact wasn't, but really, really interesting way of writing a book to kind of put it in his voice.
Oh, the man's brilliant.
Yeah.
Michael Malice.
Yeah, he is.
Really
he
interesting
is.
Stuff. And they talked about, you know, the history of Kim Jong-il, obviously, and he had come up with at one point when he was younger, he came up with a system to categorize the North Korean people. Mm-hmm. And if I recall correctly, it was like there was the category of the people who were, you know, the loyalists, the people that were loyal to them, to the regime. Then there was like everybody else. And then the third category was the blackballed category, essentially, the people who were not to be trusted, who were suspected spies, the people who were suspected, you know, that they're going to do something against the Korean state.
You didn't live if you were on that list, I take it.
It wasn't a good life if you did live.
Right.
And you were probably more likely to be targeted for some sort of retaliation.
I'm surprised they just didn't do so. I mean, you know, if you're going to have the list, do something with it, for God's sakes. I mean, dictatorship are you running around here?
Oh, they definitely did. And they wanted, you know, obviously they wanted people to snitch on each other and that whole thing that went on.
Yeah.
Let's go to Bad Slave. He's in New Hampshire on Skype. Hello, Bad Slave.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey.
Oh, man, what was that?
I don't know, but you're on the air. I said you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yes. I know exactly what Ong is going to say if Trump challenges his prisons and stuff like that. But he's going to go on, like you already brought up, that we have way, way, way too many Americans imprisoned. And I have to say,
if he does, that would be awesome.
That would be really cool, actually.
Hang on, Bensley. We'll bring it back.
Yeah.
The toll-free number here.
Yeah, this is one thing that's totally true. Is if you watch North Korean television, they have some really good critiques
of the U.S.
Of modern U.S.
They
society.
Really do. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. They've used the word imperialist to describe the United States in their propaganda. And about that, they are absolutely correct. There's more coming up. Hour number two next. Join us on the radio. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.